Well, yeah, but I mean, I remember back in the day when in the Eureka Club, a lot of you guys were going after the WX, the Whiskey X-Ray 8 call signs. I mean, there's only 26 of them, right? Oh, God, I'm trying to remember some of the guys. I can see their faces, can't remember their names or their calls, but you were amongst that hallowed group. And I don't know if that many of them are still around. I don't know if you were on packet radio back in the day. The big packet BBS in Wayne County was WA8008. Belonged to a guy named Ron Paterka. Ron moved up to the Upper Peninsula, and he got his extra, and he became WADR. And sadly, Ronnie passed away in July of last year. But and a cousin of mine in the Hazel Park Club, WADR, John Lewandowski, who tested me for my general. And it's kind of weird. I'm listening to a guy who's taking the extra class code test, and I'm writing it down verbatim on my scratch paper. And I says, "Hey, is it too late for me to take the code test?" He goes, "Yeah, we already scratched you off the list." I went, "Huh?" I says, "Haven't you heard of Whiteout?" I says, "Here, look." And he says, "Yeah, you would have passed." I went, "Okay." What it was a guy who was sitting next to me. He had his headphones cranked up so loud that I was hearing it. He probably didn't have one headphone on his ear, and I was hearing it, and I was writing it down. I thought, I couldn't believe I was doing it. I thought, it must be a, because I had not realized that my code speed was up that high yet. But it was so weird. He goes, "No, I can't give you the credit for it, although you would have passed." I went, "Oh, sugar."